Some things will never change.
Good morning from 107.7 The Island. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is here. Laura Hurley is here with her camera and her fluorescent lighting.
Mood lighting.
Am I bright enough in here for you, Laura?
Are you ready for your close-up?
Robin Mays, thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What did you think of the snow on Friday that disappeared almost immediately? That was fun.
I was glad we didn't have a foot and a half.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun.
It came and went. It was gone by pretty much Saturday. Definitely Sunday.
Is she out of the cage?
Well, Jinx is making a return visit because she's had zero applications. We've actually had people who came to the building thinking they wanted to adopt Jinx. And one of the other cats caught their eye, and Hannibal got adopted this past weekend.
Oh, yay for Hannibal.
So Hannibal got to leave, and Jinx was like, well, that's fine. I kind of like it here, evidently.
This is Jinx?
This is Jinx.
I can't see her. She's behind the plant.
Is she behind the plant? Behind the couch? Oh, she'll come out of her shell eventually.
See if I recognize Jinx when I can see her.
You'll recognize Jinx because she'll remind you of someone.
There she is.
I remember her.
Yep.
Stripe gray.
But with some swirlies.
And black.
Yes. She is so sweet. Timid. She'll take a little bit to warm up. We had her up front where the activity, and it was too much activity. So she got put back in a room with Hannibal.
She's that beautiful, big pupiled eye cat.
She got put back in a quieter room, and she was much happier. And she gets along with everybody.
You do, don't ya? Oh, she's a sweet.
She is so sweet.
Look at you. Little rings on her tail.
Yep.
Oh, she's beautiful.
And where
striped tabby cat.
Yeah, where we're used to having the spots, she's got swirls.
Yeah, right?
Why do all striped cats have what appears to be an M in between their eyes? Is that my imagination, or they all have that?
Okay.
Don't they?
I have no idea.
Look at, see the M?
I see the M. Now I can tell you on a Shih Tzu dog that.
I don't think you should say that on the air, though.
Oh, okay. Well, bleep that out. That is an indication that they're a purebred, but I don't know on a cat. Are you a purebred Shih Tzu?
She is not.
She's not amused.
Jinx is available for adoption. You said chipped and neutered?
Chipped and spayed.
Chipped and spayed.
Chipped and spayed. She's a pretty girl.
Voice for Companion Animals. Beautiful, beautiful. How old a cat?
She's not very old, between 1 and 2. She's got a lot of years left on her now that she's been vetted and safe and not.
Does she get along with, you said, other animals, dogs as well?
Very timid of dogs, but if you have a laid-back dog, one that won't get in her face, I think she'll adjust.
Oh, so no crackheads allowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out pictures of Jinx on 107.7theisland.com. Of course, Voice for Companion Animals as well. Nebraska-based animal welfare organization working to improve the lives of companion animals. Robin, thanks for everything that you do.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Wait. Tell us about Docket and...
Oh, yes. The last of the 7 puppies were adopted this past weekend.
Docket. Fantastic.
And Justice.
That's what I want to hear.
It was really, really good. It was really good. And always, you know, when you walk away after leaving them, you know, we do a home visit to make sure everything is good. And, you know, it's good. I mean, it just makes you feel good. But it's like, oh, it's a big change back at the building now.
Sure.
Now we have some deep cleaning to do, a whole bunch of, you know, final taking down. You know, we had a quick throw something together to put a mom and 7 puppies in there, you know, where they could be by themselves. So we have a lot of cleaning, little renovation to put everything
now
back.
Now, what about Molly, the mom?
Molly is back at the building and adjusting. I can tell this morning she's not real sure what is happening now. Mm. So her and I are hanging out and, you know, we have some ideas for her. She's going to have the best life going forward.
Oh,
so she will be just fine. But she's adjusting to life without her playmates.
Empty nesting?
Well, it's empty nesting, but they ended up being great playmates for her.
Oh, sure.
She couldn't wait for playtime, and then they'd go out in the side yard, and they'd play tug-of-war and all that. But it's, you know, the good news is she's spayed now, so no more of all these unwanted litters and all that. And her seven will be spayed and neutered, so.
Bittersweet, isn't it?
It is. It's good. It's just
right.
It's empty in a. I can't describe it.
It's exactly what you wanted.
And it
then
is.
And then when it happens, there's an emptiness.
Yeah,
there.
There's a little bit empty. Which, you know, knock on wood, you turn around and it's like, oh yeah, here's a whole bunch more that, you know, you've got to adjust. So, yeah. By the time next week, we could have a whole different crew at the building.
Sure. Right. You don't know what's going to happen day to day, minute by minute.
We do not.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. Elevate your brand with their exceptional designs for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or their website, proteamdesign.com. Laura, what's the latest on the animal band?
Oh, yeah.
Animal bandanas.
Yes, well, our friend Craig at ProTeam, he's got these bandanas in production, so we should have them soon, and then we'll roll out the fun project that we have so everyone can get a cute island.
I want to hear about
ProTeam design and Voice for Companion Animals bandana.
I want to hear about this.
Stay tuned.
Can we get like a preview or anything?
Oh, as soon as he sends me over, maybe something we can get a little teaser out there.
Do you think maybe, what's your mascot's name?
Richter.
What's that?
Richter.
I think Richter should be the very, no one should have that on. Until he wears one first.
That would need to be one big bandana. Or two or three tied together.
That's true. Or, it might not fit.
And I could also bring Molly. And Molly could be the...
She would be the spokesperson for the bandana.
She could try it on be your spokesperson. We could do Richter and Molly.
Yes. Yes.
Animal Dana. Bandanimal. I'm trying to come up with a fusion of the...
Bandanimal.
All right.
Keep trying, my friend.
I'll get back to you. Robin, thanks for everything.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, God.
Band animal.
Friends, man.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.